The whole thing looks more whole, looking at it through cut glass, the whole of a landscape outside of perspective. I'll couple their forms with a turn, uncouple again with a twist, tie up his face in a scowl, lower the rim to his breast, and slide him dainty into a leaded corset. Through the wine glass, he and she could be any pair, she and he and she, he and he, she and she, and she and she. Through the wine, even the pair they are could still among the fruit in a hotel lobby still life. A pear, a peach, a plum, a grape, a grape, a grape. Without a plum, I hang the table's edge. Not a gape, I suck the tannin bruise from my lower lip. Coming at it from another angle, if I keep the distance right, I'll have him to spare, thrice dozened at the palm of my hand. A singular matter he might have been, but he could never keep a matter single. There was always another refraction to turn to, another facet to play the light, sustain the cord and wait for her to crack. Under the tablecloth, over the chandelier, around the twirling stem, a swallow in claret shadow folds at her shoulder blades. Back to the brim, how many eyes watch in his view? Back from the brim, how many eyes can he wink away? Hazel, black, and edged with spectrum. I can't expect an answer quite so clear.